around about a quarter of the way down on Yizayin Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know why it's not also for a Kohen to not take a haircut every 30 days, where it's also for him to drink wine, according to the Rabbanim. So he has to be in a state where he can do avodah. So the first answer we gave is that wine, it's difficult to sober up, but haircuts, you can take a haircut right away. Ravashi Omar Shtuya Yayin Demachli Avodah Gozibur Rabbanim. Ravashi said different terrors. Shtuya Yayin, where if the Kohen is oved when he's drunk, the Avodah is possible. So the Rabbanim made a gzera that he has to be sober, because maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be built, and if he ends up serving the Shikras, he'll be Machal the Avodah. Prue Rosh, lo mach the Avodah. Prue Rosh, even though it's Osir to do the Avodah with a head of hair more than 30 days, but if you do the Avodah, it doesn't become possible. So lo gazer Rabbanim, therefore, since the Avodah doesn't become possible, they didn't make a gzera that Kohanim have to always have taken haircuts even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Meisvei. So Mara asks now, is that really true that if you are Oveg, Prue Rosh, that's not Machal Lavoda? The Elu Shehen B'Misa. These are the things that you get Misa B'Dei Shemayim, Shtuye Yayin, a Kohen who drinks wine and does Avoda, is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Prue Rosh, the same thing, Prue Rosh. He serves with a head of hair more than 30 days, is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So Mara says, Bishlam Shtuye Yayin B'Hed Yaksibu. Yayin the Sheikhar al Teisht, right? And after that it says, Velo Samusa, meaning that you won't get a Chiyuv of Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Ayla Prue Rosh Min Oven, where does it say that Prue Rosh is Chayiv Misa? Dichsi, Verosham Lo Yigalechu, Pera Lo Yishalechu. Because in Yechezkel, it compares the two. That you have to not grow hair more than 30 days. Uksi Basrei, and after that, Yayin Lo Yishtu, called Kohen before Melechotzer Apnimis. The Iskish Prue Rosh Shtuya Yayin. So it compares Prue Rosh to Shtuya Yayin, just like Ma Shtuya Yayin B'Misa, Prue Rosh B'Misa. Just like Shtuya Yayin is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim, so too if you're Oveg Prue Rosh, you're also Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Umino, and if that's the case, that we compare the two, I Ma Shtuya Yayin D'Machli Avoda, Ach Prue Rosh D'Machli Avoda. Then they should follow, they should be the same, that they're Mechal Avoda. Just like we know that it says, L'Havdol Ben HaKodesh U'Ben HaChol, that if you serve when you're drunk, that you're Mechal of the Avodah. So since we learn one from the other, it should have the same halacha. Just like we learn that Yochayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim by Prue Rosh, we should learn it's Mechal of the Avodah also. So the answer that Rav Ashi gave is not a good answer. Right? There's no difference between Prue Rosh and Shtuya Yayin L'Gabi Mechal of the Avodah L'Chora. Omer Le'Ravina L'Rav Ashi Hom Nikmi D'Osi Yechezko Man Amra. So Ravina said to Ravashi, right, before Yecheskel came, how do we know that Prue Rosh is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim? Omar Lei, we're only learning it from Yecheskel. Omar Lei, O Tamei, Chodah Omar Avchizda, Dover Zemi Torah Moshe Lo Lamadnu, Midivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu. And according to Avchizda, we learn Halacha from Yecheskel. Until Yecheskel came along, where was the Halacha? What was the Halacha? We didn't learn, it's not mefurish in the Torah, this halacha, but it's mefurish in Yechezkel. It says, Kol ben nechar orel leiv orel basar lo yovo el miktoshad, miktoshi l'sharseni. Right, that not only is an orel pasul avoda, but a mishnah snaker maisa of a person who's a mummer is also pasul avoda. Orel leiv and orel basar. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that an orel is pasul avoda. So the Mara says, "Hom nikmi dasi yecheskel man amra." So yecheskel came along. Where do we know this halacha? A navi can't be mechadish new halachas. Ela gemara gomerla. Till yecheskel, it was halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Wasn't written in the Torah, but it was handed down the Mesorah. And yechvasi yecheskel v'as mechakra. And yecheskel wrote it down as part of the nevuah. He didn't make up the halacha. It's not a new halacha. Nevi'im can't make up halachas. He just recorded what had been till now a halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Hachanami gemara gomer lo vas yecheskel vas mechakra. And therefore Yecheskel didn't create this halacha. The hekesh in Yecheskel doesn't create the halacha. It just records the halacha that was there before, halacha l'moshe Sinai. Memela ki gemirei halacha l'misa lachuli avodolo gemirei. And therefore the halacha l'moshe Sinai only told me that you're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for what's it called, for pruei rosh, but not that it's mechal l'avoda. So the cheskel, the hekish by Yecheskel, doesn't create the halacha that now they're the same for everything. It just records the halacha that was before, and the halacha that was before only applied to misa b'dei shamayim and not lechal l'avoda. So there's no kasha anymore on Ravashi. Okay, Rashi. Shtuya yain demachle avoda, the seed yain v'sheicher al teish, v'somich leil lahavdul ben hakodesh uvein hachol, ben avoda kedosha lemechulelas. V'yovid avoda shtuya yain chilu. That if a person, a kohen, is oved, when he's drunk, it's mechal le'avoda, passels the korban. Prue rosh, the lok si bechalal, the lo nira chilu. Right, v'chor pirue rosh doesn't say anywhere this halacha, that it's mechalal. So what's it called? Only shtuya yain is mechal l'avoda. Therefore, they only made a gzeira on shtuya yain this man hazeh, not on pruei rosh. So Mara asks, not true. The elu shem misa bidei shemayim mesechus sanhedrin. The elu ain't misrach. This is a list of things that are chayiv misa bidei shemayim. One of them is shtuya yain b'misa. The chsiv yain b'sheicher al teish b'vuach me'ol moed v'lo samusa. The haynu misa bidei shemayim m'dlo chsiv yumas. Right. So. It doesn't say yumas, which would mean that you get misa bidei adam, but velo yamusu means and you won't die. Not that actively we kill you, but the rabbanu shlomo is going to kill you. Umino mashtu yayai machli avoda pruei rosh machli avoda. Right. So how do we know that pruei rosh is chayiv misa? Because in Yecheskel it compares the two. So if it compares the two, shouldn't be compared only legabi chil avoda, only legabi misa. It should be compared legabi chil avoda too. So according to this, there's no difference between shtuya yayin and pruei rosh. That both of them machal avoda. When it says ki gemirei halacha lemisa lachuli avoda lo gemirei machli avoda chulin he kol avodasa she'ovad. Machli avoda means that it makes the avoda chulin. It loses its kedusha and maybe it's possible. Afruei rosh avodasa mechuleles the lechol mile iskush the tiyuf to dervashi the omer pruei rosh lo machli avoda. Right, since we're learning chiyuv misa bidei shamayim by pruei rosh from the pasuk in Yechezkel that compares shtuya yayin to pruei rosh, so we should take the hekesh all the way, and just like shtuya yayin is mechal lavoda, pruei rosh the same thing. And Ravashi said not like that. Ravashi said that they only made a gzeira by shtuya yayin because it's mechal lavoda, not by pruei rosh. It's not mechal lavoda. And here we see that they're lechore and Yecheskel compared. The Rav Chisda perek sheni disvachim the kaboy hosum kohen oral shemesu echod machas mila, a kohen oral who's not a mummer. Right, he doesn't have a bris, not because he's not frum, because he's not allowed to have a bris. Right, his brothers died because of Mila, so he's not allowed to have it. It's pikuach nefesh for him. He's not allowed to have a bris. Mahu. So is he kosher for avoda or not? He's not a oral lave, but he's an oral bosser. V'om Rav Chisda, the oral lave or oral bosser. So we see in Yecheskel that it comes and tells me that an oral is possible avoda, which we don't know from the Torah. So they asked on Rav Chisda, until Yecheskel came along, where did this halacha come from? And Yecheskel couldn't make up new halachas, and Navi can't make up new halachas. Hilchos Gemira L'Misinai. So Elamai, until Yecheskel, it was halacha L'Mosh Misinai. Yecheskel just recorded it, he didn't create it. Same thing over here, Yecheskel just recorded the halacha that was before, that that Pruei Rosh is what's it called, is Chayiv Misa. It had originally been the halacha l'moshe Misinai, and the halacha l'moshe Misinai was only legabi misa, not legabi chilul lavoda. Okay. Mar says kol hakosub megillas tainis the lo lemispid lefon avosu l'achrav mutter. There are things in megillas tainis. Megillas tainis again is the list of minor yomim tovim, where on all of these yomim tovim you weren't allowed to fast, and some of them were more strict. You couldn't say a eulogy either. Couldn't say a hesped. So all those days in Megillas Tainis, which were more chomer, which you not only weren't allowed to fast on those days, but you couldn't say a eulogy either, the day before it was also usher. Couldn't fast the day before either. And the day after, that was mutter. Right? Those days were asr. The day before it was asr. The day after it was mutter. Tanu Rabbanan. Ilein yomayin deloli sanoa b'hom. This is a quote of Megillas Tainis. Again, Megillas Tainis was the first Torah Shabbat Peh that was written down. Before the Mishnah was written down. Megillas Tainis was written down. And it says, these are the days that you're not allowed to fast. Umitzosun deloli misbid b'hom. And some of them you're not even allowed to eulogize on. They're more strict. Where are the days? And list the days. Now the Gemara is going to go through the days and see what they are and why they are saying. Meresh Yarchud Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Ad Timnya Bay, till the eighth day, the first 8 days of Nisan. Itokum Tmida, right? The carbon atomic was settled. The Tzedukim, what's it called, said that a Yochid could be menadev a carbon tamid. And that's not the halacha. The halacha has to come from the Tzibur. And they argued with the Tzedukim, and during those 8 days, the arguments went on, and they were finished by the eighth day, and the 8 days of arguments produced fruit that the Tzedukim were knocked down. And the carbon atomid was established that you have to bring it from the Tzibur, like the halacha is. And the threat of the Tzedukim changing it was taken away. So they made all 8 days a yontif, that you're not allowed to what's it called delola mishpat b'chom, that you're not allowed to say eulogies, and surely you're not allowed to fast on those days, the first 8 days of Nisan. Mitimnei bei atzof mu'ada, from the eighth day till the end of Pesach, right, throughout the whole Pesach, isosin chaga d'shvuaya, delola mishpat b'chom. Those days also you're not allowed to say eulogies, because they argued with the Tzedukim over when Shavuos was. The Tzedukim said Shavuos is always on Sunday, right? Because you start counting the Omer mimochras haShabbos after Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and we hold that the Mesorah is that Shabbos means Yontif. You start counting the Omer the day after the first day of Yontif of Pesach. So they argued with the Tzedukim from the eighth day of Nisan till after Pesach, and they established the halacha like the halacha is, and they knocked down the Tzedukim. So they made those days into Yomim Tovim, that you're not allowed to eulogize and surely not to fast on those days. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss this paragraph in this is not the whole Megillas Tainis, this is the beginning. Now the Gemara is going to discuss these 2 days, from the first to the eighth of Nisan, and from the eighth to the end of Pesach.
Do we have to do
Megillas Tainis? Omar Mar, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, Ad Tim Noyabe, Itokim Tmida, the Lola Mispid. Lomali Meresh Yarcha, Lema Mitre de Nisan. Why is that to say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan till the eighth day, you're not allowed to say Hesped? You can't say Hesped on Rosh Chodesh anyway. It's Rosh Chodesh. So just tell me from the second day of Nisan on, is these days of the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to say Hesped them. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh anyway, you can't say Hesped. Rosh Chodesh Gufei Yontifu, the Asr, right? You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh anyway is Asr. So just tell me, the Chiddush is that from the second day of Nisan and on. Omar Rav, Lo Nitzurcha Lesu Yom Shalafonov, right? No. Can you tell me that the day before Rosh Chodesh is also Asr? Whenever there's a day that you're not allowed to be Maspid, the day before is also Asr, right? Mara says, Lo Shalafonov Nomi Tepak, Lo Yom Shalafonov Nei Rosh Chodesh. It's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to say a Hesped. The Chori, you're not allowed to say a Hesped the day before Rosh Chodesh. Just as if, what difference does it make if it's Rosh Chodesh or it's the day of Megillas Tainis, right? If you can't say eulogies on that day, you can't say it the day before, then if you can't say it because of Rosh Chodesh, you can't say it the day before either. Mora says, no, Rosh Chodesh, Doraiso. With Doraiso, lo boy chizim. Now Rosh Chodesh, if it would only be Osir to say a Hesped because of Rosh Chodesh, the day before wouldn't be Osir. Because Rosh Chodesh is Minat Torah, a Yontif. So Neil doesn't need Chizuk. So you don't have to Asa the day before. Only that day is Asa. But, what's it called? If it's only because it's a Derabanan day, then the day before is Asa to give it Chizuk. The Tanya, Hayomim Ho'eila Haksum Megillas Tainis, Lifneim Lacharem Asur. Right? The days that are in Megillas Tainis, the day before and the day after are Asa also. But Shabbos was the Yom Tovim, Hein Asurim Lefneim Lachrei Mutar. But Shabbos and Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh is also a yontif, right? Look at this. The only their osur, but the day before Friday and Sunday, right, or the day before yontif, they have the yontif for not osur. Mor says, "Of my heifers ben zelazeh, what's the difference between a yontif to rabbanon where we osur the day before and the day after, right? You can't fast the day before and the day after either." And what's it called? And the Yontif Daraisa, which only those days are also, and the day before and the day after is okay. Halal, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah, and Shrich and Chizuk. These are from the Torah. And you don't have to mechazik what the Torah says. So it's enough to ask the day itself, before and after, don't have to make any Yisurim. Halal, the Divrei Sofrin. But Megillah's Tainis is only Dirabonim. And therefore, it's the Divrei Sofrin, Shrich and Chizuk. And Divrei Sofrin, the Chizuk, that to Asr the day before and the day after, that you shouldn't come to fast or to say a hesped on that day itself, because you'll deal with it lightly. Because only the Rabbanan, they made it extra strict, that even the day before and the day after Asr, to show that it's important.
Why are we talking about the day after Asr? The Mishnah
said the day after is Mordechai. Right, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir and whatever. Rabbi Yossi holds it both the day before and the day after Asr. Okay. Meresh Yarcha the Nisan Ad Timnoyabe, the Chol Shmona Yomim Nosu Venosna Bedover, they argued for 8 days, Ad Shin Nitzchua Satzdukim. So through the 8 days of arguing, they were Menatzeach. It wasn't just the last day that they were successful. It was the culmination, the sum total of all 8 days' argument that won over the Tzdukim. They all 8 days Yantah. V'asu Osum Yantah. The Dovers and the Furish Menachos, Pergav Ishmael, the Megillus Tainus, Amatsuyev Slainer. We have Megillus Tainus. Megillus Tainus is still extant. And we have Megillus Tainus. The Lolis Anobahom, Shekulan Asurim Betainus, Umiktsos and Shiesh Ben Tsas Chamurim Kamokain Shebehesbid Nomi Asur. All the days of Megillus Tainus are not allowed to fast. And some of them are more chomer, you can't even say eulogies. Itokum tmido visosiv chagad shvuaya, binyonim rabim choku by tusim im chachomim. Right? The tzedukim by tusim argued on many things with the chachomim, mufurashim menachos and megillas tainus. And these things are mufurish in menachos and megillas tainus. Vahochi garsin in hosom the perikar bishmael, and this is what it says in menachos, ton rabbonin, ilen yomaya delovi sanoa bahom. This is the beginning of Megillus Tainus. These are the days that you're not allowed to fast, and some of them you can't even say eulogies. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan till the eighth day of Nisan, and from the eighth day till the end of Yontif, till the end of Pesach, also, you can't say Hespedim because what's it called? Itokim Chag Hashvuos. Meresh Yarchad Nisan Vatim Noy Be Itokim Tmida Dlo Vemispeit. Shehoyu Atzdukim Omrim Yochid Misnadev Umevi Tomid. The Tzdukim held that a Yochid could donate a korban and you could use it as a korban tomid, a korban tzibur. The korban tzibur didn't have to come from the tzibur. Didn't have to come from the shkolim. My Dorush Es Akeves Echad Taseva Bokre. Yes, a keves hasheni tasebein horboyim. Mashma that it could be a yochid. Keves echad and keves hasheni. Maya hadruluhu, what was the answer the Chachamim gave to refute them? Es korboni lachmi l'ishai tishmeru lachriv. Lashon Rabbin. Says it Lashon Rabbin. It's not a yochid can't bring it. Has to be from the Rabbin. Shiukulam boyim mitrumas halishka. Has to come from trumas halishka from the shkolet. And for 8 days they argued about it, and they were successful in what's it called, in refuting the Tzedukim. Mitimnaya be ad delomilamis, but show you by Tisha Mahrim at Sarah Sakhara Shabbosu. The Tzedukim held that Shavuos is always after Shabbos, always Sunday. Sheha Omer Maschel Echad the Shabbos. Because the Omer starts on Sunday. The Sunday after Cholomoy, Shabbos Cholomoy. Shinemru Svartan Lachem Mochas HaShabbos. Nitpol Hen Rav Yochum and Zakai, V'Omer Leh Shotim Minayin Lachem. Where do you know such a thing? That the Shabbos over here means Shabbos Bereishis and not Yontif. V'lohoya Adam Shechziru Dover Chutz Mizokin Echad Shoyim Mefat Pekenegdo. None of them can give an answer where they knew clearly that Shabbos over here does not mean Yontif, except one old man who was what's it called? Blabbering. right? Mefaktek is to blabber, yeah. Or there's a better word for it, to mefaktek, whatever, okay. But Omar Moshe Rabbeinu Oyv Yisrael, he said it as shtus. Moshe Rabbeinu liked Klal Yisrael. V'yodeh shatzeres yomech, but he knew that Shavuos is only one day. So therefore, Omar v'tiknach ha-Shabbos. Therefore, he made it to always follow Shabbos. So Shavuos would always be 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday. Okay, this way, not work, you know, to have one day Yontif, right? One day to do Klal Yisrael a favor, so he made Shavuos follow Shabbos always. Kadesh Yumis Angin Shnei Yom. The Dachu Olson, and they refuted that. The Holchu Lahem by Tusim, Mikoach HaPsukim Al Korkon, the Chosubet. And the Tzedukim, what's it called, admitted that that the Chachomim were right, and that Shavuos does not fall on Sunday. Somebody told me that Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal said that the Tzedukim were offshoots of the early Christians, and they wanted to make Shavuos on Sunday because they made their holy day on Sunday. So they wanted Shavuos to always be on Sunday. So a token to me that the Lola Mispid Garcina Velo Garcina Lissandor. Rashi's Girsa is that the days that the Tumid, the 1st to the 8th of Nisan, you can't say Hespedit, not just you can't fast. It's the more strict days. To the Mukh of the Samach, like the Gemara, we'll see later in the Gemara. Yitani lo nitzruch el lesser eshelafonav. Right? It says that it's what's it called Aser before. The Igar Sinu l'sanoa in Kain Hainu Reb Yossi, the Omer lefonav Aser. And if it's only Aser b'tainis, only Reb Yossi holds that a day that's only Aser b'tainis, the day before is also Aser. V'ha leka l'meimah de Reb Yossi hi, the kaparach kemank Reb Yossi bitmiyah. We don't hold like Reb Yossi. So it must be these days are Osir even behesped, and the nail of the day before is Osir even according to the Rabbanim. Ad sof mu'adah Pesach. Chag ad shvuah ad alo l'mitzit. The Megillah's time is meforish ma'yisokim. Right? The Gemara explains in Megillah's time is what exactly was established Chag ad shvuah. We said already what it was, that they said Shavuos always follows Shabbos, and they established the halacha that Shavuos is always follows the first day of Yontif. That the Omer starts the first day of Yontif, and can follow any day of the week. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Yontif, Dechsiv Koro Alay Moed. Right? So that is Koro Alay Moed, Vishbor Bachurad. So the Gemara learns later on, the Havi Rosh Chodesh Av, that Moed was referring to Rosh Chodesh Av. That Rosh Chodesh Av, that year, was what's it called, was a mole, and therefore the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. So, behind the Sechta L'Kamon, the Chavtes, we're going to learn that thing, but we see that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and therefore it has a din of a Yontif, and you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, and you can't say Hespedim on the Rosh Chodesh either.